This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to sound really strange. This is really strange. I think I might be done having relations.
What?
I just might be done. I'm just...
What?
This might be done.
Okay.
No, it's just not working out for me.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm not looking for sympathy.
No. And that's the thing is, I think we are aware... I feel like it's been a while since you had it anyway. So what are you making this decision now for?
So I've been trying to take better care of myself, doing a spectacular job of it.
You have been.
Mm-hmm. But some of the things, like you guys know, I had this HSA, is that what it's called? Or FSA? FSA
you
account
have the FSA,
last year.
Yeah.
That when you're married, your spouse just handles some stuff.
Yeah.
So I maxed out my FSA account last year, and then I don't go to the doctor. So there was like thousands of dollars sitting in that thing that I was just going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought like a giant full body red light. Like I bought a PEMF mat. All these things are covered. So you lay on it and it recalibrates. Like you can be on it for like a like give yourself energy setting, or you can do all these things. And it's like... It's great. I bought the face mask one so I can have a pretty face.
I love the commercials for those. Yeah.
Aren't they? Isn't it great?
Do you do the hand movements like they do in the commercials? So they look so elegant all the time. They're very swan like.
I do not. It feels. I don't know why.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do not.
Okay. No.
They put it on and they just look so like.
It's
luxurious.
Very strange. You look like Jason a little bit.
It's
a hockey mask, essentially. Mm-hmm.
But like elegant Jason.
Okay, so I have kept all these things in varying different rooms of my house. And then I get them out when I decide to do a wellness day. And now I just want to do wellness days all the time. So I have ordered a twin bed to just put in the middle of my bedroom as like a little wellness area. So what I think that is saying is I'm never bringing a female into my bedroom ever again. I feel like I'm setting things up that just say, hey, I don't even want, don't even worry about me. I'm not even trying. I'm wearing my Hokas today. Like I've been really kind of getting into the active shoe game with Tiak wearing the Jordans and whatnot. And now I'm like, nope, these Hokas are comfortable. I'm looking into joggers.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. No,
there's plenty wrong with it.
I'm giving it up.
Don't let Aaron.
I know. But I don't care.
Why? Why
would
you not?
I don't care. Because if it's not going to happen, there's nothing worse than going out everywhere and thinking it's going to happen and then it doesn't happen. So if I don't think it's going to happen, then I'm not going to be disappointed. Right? Do you know what I mean? Don't you think you're
pre-setting that it's not going to happen by... getting an extra bed.
An extra child's bed.
That's what's kind of confusing.
That I'm just
going to
set in the middle of my bedroom.
This is weird to say,
but Aaron, you've been in my bedroom, right?
Yes.
Have you been in my bedroom?
You took
a tour, right?
Yeah, I kind of glanced at it.
Did you sleep in my bedroom?
No.
Where'd you sleep? In the spare bedroom?
No, because at the time you had another dog sitter.
Day shift.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was on that extra bed that tiny one.
Okay,
that's sort of what I'm thinking. It's gonna like. Do you think?
You have plenty of rooms. Just turn one into a wellness room.
I kind of did that. So I have a spare bedroom. I don't have plenty of rooms. I have a spare bedroom, but my mom is not great, and so sometimes she spends the night there.
Okay.
So but, like, I can't make that my wellness room, huh?
What about the basement?
No, there's no room.
Yeah,
there is.
No, there's not. I'm dude.
I'm worried that every night you're gonna go to bed in the big bed, uh-huh. and you're gonna glance over at the little bed, and you're gonna go, oh, that's right, I gave up.
That's
like,
I don't like that for you.
That's exactly
what I need. You have it. You're just looking at it wrong. Every night when I look at that, I'm gonna go, I'm taking care of myself, and so, it won't make me sad that there's nobody else there.
I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, if they sold that on the FSA program, I'd have bought that too.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.